You're listening to Catch the Current, the latest podcast from Undercurrent News, your trusted source for seafood news, data, and prices. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione. We are back from Palm Springs, California, where we attended National Fishery Institute's Global Seafood Market Conference. And I have to say, I'm feeling refreshed, and it's not just because of that fresh desert air.
GSMC was such a great way to kick off the year. For starters, it seems like it's like one giant reunion where you haven't seen people in months. And that must have been for you, because you just graduated from the National Fisheries Institute's Future Leaders Program. So it was like a reunion for you.
Oh, it was. And I'm already missing them. We're already all are talking on the group chat. Oh yeah, it was the best experience. If anybody has any questions about the program, I am now like a self-appointed.
Yeah, big supporters of the future. But besides the networking, again, you can't beat that. The panels this year were fantastic.
I know. And I wasn't on a panel this year, which broke my heart a little bit. But hey, Richard Barry, let's talk GSMC 2026. But you are right. There was a fantastic lineup of speakers. Amanda and I recapped the event with our dream team of Undercurrent News reporters in the first episode of Catch the Current. So if you haven't listened to that,
what are you waiting for? And since we're such seafood fanatics, we also released another episode this week, an interview recorded while at GSMC with Catherine Robin and Tony Helsvik, sales managers at Norwegian cod farmer Ode, to talk about the unique opportunities that farmed cod presents.
We're calling it episode 1.5, so be sure to subscribe and follow wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss a single episode of your new favorite podcast, because we have another GSMC interview coming next week.
Keep them coming. All right. So there were quite a few company shakeups this week that our team reported on. Undercurrent co-founder and editorial director Tom Seaman broke the story last week during GSMC that Pescanova USA CEO Chris Mays left the U.S. arm of Spain's Grupo Nueva Pescanova, a position that he held at the Miami, Florida-based company since 2019. This week, Tom and I followed up with a report that Mays' exit is actually part of a broader reshuffle, and the company has brought in seafood veteran Keith Decker to troubleshoot. So sources told us that Decker will be in a consultancy position for a temporary period between 2 and 6 months as part of an effort to help make the U.S. division more profitable and get under budget. So besides Mays' exit, those budget cuts also include a 25% reduction to Pescanova USA's already small staff of 24 full-time employees.
Transcripts for episodes of Catch the Current can be found on Undercurrent News' site, which will also include a link to the original story if you want to learn more about the Pescanova shakeup. Norwegian salmon supplier Koroy is also restructuring, as Undercurrent News' Cliff White reported on Wednesday. The company made a splash a few years ago with salmon hot dogs.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
I sure do too. Unfortunately, the past few years haven't been great financially, with the company posting a deficit of around $10 million in 2023 and continued losses in 24. Undercurrent confirmed that Koroy laid off members of its U.S. sales team, including its vice president of sales, Chris Cumming. The company said that the layoffs were a result of difficult financial realities. With that said, the company is not reducing its U.S. footprint. Instead, it is just restructuring its sales operations.
Meanwhile, Ensenada, Mexico-based striped bass farmer Pacifico Aquaculture has ceased operations. So Undercurrent's Lisa Meyer confirmed that the net pen grower of non-hybrid striped bass is shutting down its operations. The decision comes after its CEO departed in November 2024. Pacifico has been considered a trailblazer in the North American aquaculture sector, and NOAA had it recognized as the only producer of marine striped bass in Mexico and across the Western Hemisphere. So again, links to read more of these stories can be found in our show notes. Just search undercurrentnews.com for Catch the Current, Episode 2.
The seafood industry found itself tangled in current events this week when U.S. President Donald Trump's crackdown on immigration resulted in Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies, also known as ICE, raiding a Newark, New Jersey seafood plant and arresting 3 people. Ocean Seafood Depot's processing and distribution plant was raided on Thursday, January 23rd. According to reports, ICE agents entered through the retail fish market without showing a warrant. The ICE agents then proceeded into the non-public warehouse, arresting 3 undocumented immigrants and a U.S. citizen working at the facility. An additional 4 employees were issued court appearance slips. One of the co-owners of Ocean Seafood Depot described the employees as family people who show up to work every day.
You know, Trump made all these claims about executive orders leading up to his inauguration on January 20th. We reported on a lot of them that, you know, impacted the seafood industry. He was the tariff threats, which we'll talk about, you know, what happened with Colombia next. And even offshore wind farms, which, you know, he's already signed that executive order. I have to admit, though, I wasn't expecting a completely different and huge executive order like this one to hit the seafood industry so quickly.
I agree with you there. And the Trump administration already making waves less than 2 weeks into office. It's never been more critical to stay informed. And that's where Undercurrent News comes in. We are dedicated to delivering real-time, accurate, and in-depth reporting on the seafood industry, everything from policy shifts to emerging trends, so you're never caught off guard. We've got a global network of reporters and analysts working around the clock to bring you the latest developments in trade, regulations, market movements, and more. And when I say around the clock, I've only been here for 4 months. But there is always someone somewhere in the world keeping a finger on the pulse.
That is very true. We have a really global team. That is very true.
And honestly, a perfect example of our expertise here can be seen with the piece that our very own America's editor, Jason Huffman, published Wednesday about how Trump's tariffs could cost U.S. importers of Colombia tilapia more than $69 million annually.
Yes, my new work BFF, Jason Huffman. You better watch out, Lauren.
I'm keeping my eyes on him. If he shows up to Boston in a matching pink suit, I'm gonna be pretty upset.
No, but Jason's piece this week was really one of my favorite reads. So with the immigration crackdown, the Colombian president refused to let two U.S. military aircrafts with 110 migrants on board land. So Trump immediately ordered an emergency 25% tariff on goods from Colombia, amongst other threats like increased inspection of cargo. But ultimately, the military aircrafts were able to land, so the tariff was avoided.
And just to get an idea, if that tariff did get put into place, tilapia accounted for 91% of the total $151.8 million worth of seafood Colombia sent to the U.S. in 2023.
But an important thing to remember here is that the U.S. heavily relies on seafood imports. And if Trump's immediate reaction to not getting his way is to hit a country with tariffs on their goods, well, we're going to have plenty to report on this year.
You can say that again. So in our final story this week, Santa Monica Seafood gave Undercurrent News some insight into how California's historic wildfires have hit Los Angeles-focused suppliers and restaurants very hard. Santa Monica Seafood CEO Roger O'Brien told Undercurrent News' Tom Seaman at GSMC that the company saw its LA sales drop 35% in the first week of the fires.
I checked out Cal Fire's website, and the Palisades fire, which started on January 7th, is 97% contained as of January 30th. It's burned over 23,000 acres.
O'Brien said that for smaller seafood companies whose sales are dependent on LA food service specifically, the impact of the fires could be devastating. These suppliers not only lost customers who had to close or whose businesses burned down, but he said that the sales at open restaurants are also down as people in impacted areas aren't thinking about going out to eat at this time. But also interesting to note here is that O'Brien said that Santa Monica, which sells all over California and nationally, has seen an increase in sales in other areas of the state.
Yes, so he mentioned Newport Beach in Orange County. And it's funny, though, because that also made me think about our Uber ride from the Palm Springs Airport to the GSMC conference last week. Our driver was from the Los Angeles area, and he told us that he's experienced quite a few people who have temporarily relocated from Palm Springs, either due to the evacuations or to avoid the smoke. He was one of them, and yeah, he said there's a lot more of them down there. So I thought that was really interesting, too. Like, they've kind of split in every different direction, and it's nice actually to see that some sales are picking up there. But it's still tough for those ones right in that Los Angeles area.
Exactly. And you know, we love a feel-good story too. Santa Monica Seafood has been donating seafood and meals, including $140,000 of frozen lobster to firefighters and other California wildfire first responders. O'Brien told Undercurrent that the company has already donated over 250 free meal vouchers to Santa Monica Seafood's retail store. He said that they also donated over 100 fully prepared meals to groups like the Santa Monica Police and Fire Departments and various YMCAs that are being used as evacuation centers. Plus, the company is donating frozen lobster to Prackett's Kitchen, a nonprofit that partners with food banks, which will be used in lobster mac and cheese.
Love it. Brava, Santa Monica Seafood. Now we're going to end this episode with what is bound to be your favorite podcast segment of Catch the Current, Eat That Fish, inspired by Jenny Davis Dresser of Sea Port Products.
So last week we were gifted salmon snack sticks from Surf Snacks. The package is like an individual beef jerky, kind of Slim Jim, which, as us hip working moms know, is an ideal for an on-the-go snack.
You can say that again. All right, let's crack these bad boys right. open. Peel here. I don't know if you can hear this peeling across my...
Oh, yeah.
Hook that first bite. I like that slogan a lot. This irresistibly satisfying snack is high in protein and packed with omega-3 goodness. That is a great message to read immediately when you open up a package. I want to know that I'm eating something good on the go.
Well, first off, it smells nice and smoky. It's not like an overwhelming smoky essence. But it's like, now, oh, you dove in. Okay.
I'm sorry. So I'm a pescatarian. I'm not normally into jerkies. Well, not normally into jerkies because I don't normally have a lot of jerky options. I have tried some seafood jerky, but it's like, I guess I was expecting it to be more of a chewy, but that's one of the things I don't like about like meat and why I don't eat it. It's like, I don't like the keep chewing, but this is like, it's like you chew it, but it's like dissolving in your mouth.
Yeah. It's like you get that flakiness of the fish in there.
That's what it is, the flakiness.
So yeah, I do prefer that over that chewiness that you get for like other like, you know, Slim Jim kind of meat sticks.
9 grams of protein, a thousand megagrams of omega-3 fatty acids, no added nitrates or nitrates, no natural or artificial flavors.
Only 70 calories. I'm halfway through and I feel like having a whole one, like it would keep me satisfied for a while.
Oh yeah.
You know how you have a snack and you eat it and you're like, okay, I could eat 5,000 more.
And I know this is like an individual thing, but I wouldn't mind like a bag or a couple where you could put it out on a charcuterie board.
Oh yeah.
Is this weird? But I also feel like I'm not normally a big cheese person with seafood, but I actually feel like if I slice this up and put it with like a little piece of cheese on a cracker, it'll also be really good.
Well, they do have a salmon salami.
Oh, okay. So is that the award-winning product from the Boston Seafood Show last year?
I think it is. We have to get our hands on some of that.
Job well done, Surf Snacks. I kept hitting her with it. And she's like, stop hitting me with your salmon snack stick.
It's just fun to say.
And it's just really beautiful packaging. The other cool thing I like this, because we kept talking about convenience too while at JSMC, because they're talking more about how do we get seafood into the convenience, into the C-store. But like they kept talking more about like the heated items. And yes, I agree. Like I would love to, you know, be able to pick up like a pollock sandwich at we have Wawa by us. That's our big convenience store and they do hot items, but I don't think they have any seafood on there right now, but this would be a fantastic way. It's shelf stable. You put it right on the shelf. And again, what you're saying, you feel full after it. And when you're hitting up a C-store, a convenience store, generally you're on the road. This is a really great road trip snack.
Yeah. You know, after that panel at GSMC, you know, the C-store panel, it was all about the innovation and I love seeing that. And this is definitely something that, you know, I think has legs or fins, if you want to make it seafood related. But no, I'm a fan for sure. Before we go, we also have one more treat for everyone. Free access to Undercurrent's pricing portal is being extended for one more week.
You get access, you get free access, you get free access!
Wow, that really was a good Oprah impression, way better than mine. So head over to undercurrentnews.com, click on the prices tab up at the top, and select U.S. wholesale to see what we have feverishly been working on for the past few months. You'll gain instant access to hundreds of U.S. wholesale price assessments across shrimp, lobster, ground fish, farmed whitefish, scallops. Salmon and crab are debuting next week. So these assessments reflect current spot market trades, along with in-depth commentary to let you know exactly what is happening in the market. If you have any questions, send them on over to pricing@undercurrentnews.com, and we will gladly help you.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next week.
Bye.